You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's What Would Ryan Lochte Do After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's What Would Ryan Lochte Do After Show.
We're back, baby. Bing is for doing it. We're doing the after show for What Would Ryan Lochte Do? There's a question mark. We're going to be talking about last night's episode called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? : When Under His Family. I'm here. I'm Jeffrey Masters. This is
Naz Perez. I'm sorry, I'm just jamming out to Say Love You right now, which is so appropriate because,
Jamie.
Why is it? Because we said bye-bye to Jamie. Wait, the chorus. Jeff has never heard of this song. That does not make me, that makes me so angry.
I'm fairly certain that I have heard it before.
You're just not normal. When the rest of us were watching Power Rangers and, I don't know, doing normal 90s things.
I like songs in
What
English.
Were you doing?
I'm the ultimate patriot.
You were like reciting Shakespeare.
Absolutely.
In leggings. Okay.
Multicolor, actually. Yes, thanks for joining us on Memorial Day, guys. So, as we said goodbye to Jamie. I was livid. I'm going to pull it down a little notch. I was very frustrated that they did not show the conversation.
Oh.
Did you like that?
That was insane. I know. I was so mad. It's like, this is the climax. This is the best scene you're going to get on camera for this show. But what do you do in that situation? Ryan turned his mic off.
Follow him? Like, throw a boom in there? I don't know. But, like, that's, like, the most dramatic thing that was going to happen in the history of What Would Ryan Lochte Do? And they, like, let him go and turn off his mic? I don't know.
I know. I'm really pissed about that.
I was frustrated to begin with, too, because they had that Skype conversation about, like, they're dancing around the subject of, I don't want to be with you anymore because we can't because you live in the UK. And he was like, it's not working out. And she's like, I know it's not working out. And then they're like, we should end it at a later time.
It's like they had a video chat to end their relationship, but they were planning a date to end their relationship,
they were, like,
right?
Having it to, like, talk about it. And I'm
exactly.
Like, this is so weird.
It's so weird. But this is girls' take on that whole situation. Okay.
All right, lay it on me.
When a girl says, oh, it's not working out, and, like, you know, a lot of baggage comes with you because you're Ryan Lochte, but I'm willing to put up with it.
Right.
This is how I interpret it. She's like, I'm willing to put up with it, but I just don't know if, you know, like, we're at the same place. That's AKA girl code for step your SHIT up
game.
And, like, fly over here, like in the movies, and, like, ask for my hand in marriage. That's how I took
it. So she's answering the subject of, I need, like, the firm commitment, AKA a diamond, or da, da, da. She's, like, giving him room for that, you're saying?
She's not like, I need a ring on my
finger.
Though. But when a girl says that stuff, do you know what I mean? When they're like, it's not working out. That's like, it's almost like you're playing hard to get because you want to see if they're going to come and chase after you. And homeboy did not chase. He's like, God bless his soul. He's like, yeah, it's just not going to work.
Oh, no.
You're the only girl I've ever really liked, but it's just not going to work. It's like, come on, Ryan. Are you kidding me? And so then
he
I
had
think
a good reason though.
And so then I think, what's his reason? She's the only girl that he likes. And then I think she gave him a couple days and he didn't call. So I think she was like, F it. I can't have my heart, you know, on a string just waiting for Ryan. So I'm just gonna call and end it right now. And she called me.
And she did. And they did not show it. Shame on the producers.
I know.
Shame on them.
I know.
It just had such a build-up.
We should try and get one of the producers to call in or something because that was just, I mean, that's gold. Yeah.
I know.
I was really mad they didn't show that.
I was mad. So we have a special guest. Pat is here.
Pat.
So pretty much we love having AfterBuzz community tweeting in, answering questions. We love doing these shows, and we do them without commercials, without buffering, without anything interrupting, and we do that all for free. So we have a special favor. Our CEOs and founders, Maria Menounos and Kevin Arnaguro, have produced a film called The Adventures of Cereal Buddies.
That's actually like in the movie.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Because you sound good for you.
Pat on the
go, Naz.
Thanks.
Yeah, so tell us about it a little bit, Pat.
Well, first I want to say, amazing show. Ryan Lochte totally copped out of that thing. That's foolish.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a reality show and not show the reality.
I know. Like, step it up,
and, like, that's, like, the big storyline of the season. I mean, what else was going on?
And no,
he's not even that cute in his bathing suit. Like, come on.
That's completely debatable. Like, he's so hot in his bathing suit.
You need to work a little bit harder.
Which, by the way, yeah, they didn't show what happened in the Speedo meeting either, which I guess is appropriate.
No, but it's not appropriate. Like, when you do these shows, you have to give over your part of your
life. Right?
Like, Bethany Frankel is, like, peeing on camera, having a baby on the bed. Like,
yeah,
she gives it all, so we love
so
her.
So does Kim. Exactly.
Exactly.
Come on, Rai.
But, I mean, to that point, so he's sort of half-assing what he's promising. We don't do that. So on a night like this, when we're all sort of angry that it was sort of like a floppy episode, we didn't get everything we wanted.
Flop city.
Exactly. You come to AfterBuzz to get the final fix.
Do-do-do-do!
Like, you guys are definitely more entertaining than tonight's episode.
Oh, well, thanks, you know? Pat. But you have to say that.
I don't, but kidding. I mean, honestly,
I've been saying that to him all
night. I watched
night.
Ryan Lochte, and I'm like, okay, come on, like, this is a snore, but I feel better about it when you guys do it. But the point is...
Oh, thanks.
The point is, people, that AfterBuzz is a community. What we give and what the fans give back, that makes this whole experience worth it and more fun. But we do it without commercials. We do it for the good of TV, because we love entertainment. And I think people who are listening, you guys who are listening, do it because you love entertainment. And you like being a part of this community. But in reality, you know, Ryan Lochte, we don't know if it's canceled, but we don't want to be canceled. And we don't ask for much, but we would love you to buy this movie. It's the way that you can support us, and also you get something for it. You're not just donating blindly.
And what's the name of the movie again?
Adventures of Cereal Buddies.
You can download it on iTunes. You can download it on other sources. Go to
CerealBuddies.com. On Wednesday. This Wednesday, May 29th.
And honestly, like, never, you know how there's always people, everyone thinks they're a critic, you know? Once they go and see a movie, they, like, make a status, and they're like, you have to see this movie. I hate when people do that. But
I do that all the time.
I'm not going to be, it's
not
really
going to be a hypocrite.
Just wanted to let you know that it's really annoying. Anyways, but when I do see something that is actually really good and really funny, I do want people, you know, to go watch it.
Right.
And this is, like, definitely one of those movies. I don't know. I personally love Kathy Lee. She's just
Kathy Lee Gifford is in it. Yes.
Yeah, she's in it, and she plays a sorority house mom, and I was, you know, in a sorority, so I can relate to that. But it's just like.
She's so misbehaved. She's morally corrupt.
She's drunk the whole time.
She's
it's
playing
so
herself.
Funny. But she's always drunk. No, she is.
But Artie Lang has, like, another cameo, and he has, like, a really, like, volatile character. Like, there's some really quality, like, oh my God, they're in this movie.
Yeah.
Beth Bears wasn't even anything like before.
Yeah. And you know, the basic storyline is two serial killers, right?
Right.
And they're friends with each other.
Hannibal Lecter in the 20s, a little bit sexed up, maybe some great highlights, and Eric Rudolph. In a Boy Scout uniform.
Oh, you just sold it, Masters.
And skip the IMDb synopsis. Bam, there you go.
I know. What else could you
But not only that, like, do you guys ever go to horror movies? Like, I'll go and see, you know, The Calling or whatever they're called. You know, like those
whatever
dumb...
Whatever the movie's those, called.
You know, those nasty dumb ones. Horror movies. Yeah. And I'm always that girl that's, like, hysterically laughing. Do you guys not laugh?
I
don't know. So I personally
definitely
like,
never laughed in one, but you're that girl, so thanks.
Okay, well,
you guys are so,
what
like,
I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is there are people like me that find humor in just regular horror movies. So this is just kind of like that dark, weird, sick humor that like is
great.
So great.
Yeah.
So if you're that, if you love that,
it's
stuff,
a dark comedy. It's witty. It's definitely irreverent.
Yeah,
and it has like weird indie culture like moments.
It was
like
great.
The scene where they have like the chaps on.
Pat is so Tribeca like, Film Fest.
I'm just
right
saying,
now.
Like those are like Napoleon
Weird
Dynamite, like when they're like doing the thing.
Yes.
You know the dance that they do.
Yeah, the
that's
thing.
Like a moment you remember. Like this has a few of those.
Totally, I peed my pants, and then I didn't want to miss the movie, so I stayed in the dark movie theater in my wet cut off skinny jeans, and I just sat there
actually?
In my own.
All right, Bethany Frankel.
Okay, I don't know. We were doing a good sell, but okay.
No, okay. Well, this is
no,
actually true what I'm about to say, but I took class from Hal, who is one of the Hal Reddick is one of the serial killers.
Oh, that's really
and
cool.
And he was so funny, so I was so excited to see him in this movie. And
that's sick.
Yeah, and we don't want to get off the topic of Ryan Lochte, but we're saying we bring this to you every week. We love when you listen. We love when you tweet.
Yeah.
This is
we
our community.
You guys.
And this is really important to us. And, making sure that we can keep doing this.
Yeah, in this state-of-the-art studio. You watch new screens, people.
I mean, look at our hosts. Like, they're beautiful. Like, this
I know.
They have their careers, but this is launching them. And we're helping.
It takes a lot of money to make us look this good.
The money maker. I do
my camera adds 10 pounds, and the lighting adds 10 wrinkles.
The lighting. I'm thinking of getting Botox.
Exactly. Donate now and get younger every day.
This lighting.
Exactly.
We love it. No bad words about this lighting.
I'm ready to move on.
We love this lighting. No complaints.
We're our own biggest critics. You know, it's not the lighting. We just need something to blame it on. It's us.
Blame it on Ryan Lochte. But thank you for your time. And thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for buzzing, y'all.
Pa, 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 pa.
And I thought it was so cool that, let's just jump right back in.
Okay.
That the family got a taste of the fame, too. They had their photo shoot this week.
Yeah, that was, I loved when he called them Fruit Loops. He's like, my entire family's full of Fruit Loops. I thought that was just so Jeff.
No, I love that they're so, like, easygoing, and they're so, I love that the mom said that quote about how he only has time for one night stands, and then she just laughed because she said, that was a mistake.
Yeah, and he's like, no, the best is, like, he's like, my mom kind of sold me out, and it's like, she told the world that her son only has time for one night stands. That's
I know.
Amazing.
And I think it's so funny that she just, like, laughs about it and thinks
she's
it's
like,
funny,
oh,
too.
It is. That's so nice. It is funny.
I know. So why were they so nervous, though, for the photo shoot?
I mean, you know, when I sit back and, you know, take a stab at this, it's like if my brother, you know, was really famous and I'm very small town, you could tell even he's not used to this fame. You can tell, like, the way he, like, talks about stuff, the way he talks about red carpets and everything. And so for them, they're so small town and I feel like, you know, very private and just, you know, that wholesome American family. This is like, even though it's like, you know, a photographer going to Gainesville, it's not like they came out to LA for the photo shoot. You know what I mean? It's like, it's an out of the norm, different thing. And a lot of people are going to see it, rightfully so. A lot of people do see that picture.
Right.
So when you know that you're taking a picture that a bunch of people are going to see, think about that. Like, I haven't taken a picture. I mean, I have a lot of Instagram followers, but you know what I mean? It's a little different.
Yeah, I guess it's just like, to me, it's like a picture and it's not something that's like done in front of like an audience even.
Well, because
so
you're
so no
LA, you know, but they're just very Gainesville and
that's true.
They probably don't put makeup on that much. And
I know.
You know what I mean?
I was just surprised too, because it wasn't just like, oh, I'm nervous. It was like, I'm getting the shakes.
Yeah.
Like, calm this girl down. Give her a shot. No, it was sweet though.
Yeah, and Ryan's like, you guys need to take a shot. He's like eating chips.
I know.
I love him. He like eats whatever he wants.
I know. And I love that he took Devin shopping to get him a wardrobe.
Oh my God, that was so cute.
I know, that was nice.
I love when he was like, the moment where he had me at, have a little faith in your big brother. You know, when he was like passing him the skinny jeans.
I was shocked by the extent of Devin's camo wardrobe.
He's like, first of all, we're not going hunting.
Red camo, green camo, black camo.
Yeah.
It's so trendy now. Good job, Devin.
No, it's just, I'm telling you, it's just that North Florida thing. You know, it's like the South.
Just a stereotype a little bit. North Florida is a little more like hillbilly than like trendy Miami, South Florida, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just want to clear that up for our fans.
All right. A lot of people hate me right now, but.
In the sense that North Carolina is classy city folk, as you see in front of you right now. South Carolina is a little bit
see
country.
Where in front of me?
Your co-host, Naz. Duh.
You're so classy, Jeffrey Masters.
I know. And I'm going to stay classy.
Where's
this going?
I don't know either.
It's fine.
But when he, you know, when he was trying to dress his brother up, I thought it was interesting that Ryan, you know, he's someone who's been on the cover of GQ. He's been on, you know, we saw him in that last episode before, you know, last night's episode. He was, you know, he has his stylist.
Right.
And so
oh,
he
the
takes
whole
his
Game
brother.
Awards, he looked
yeah.
Great.
He takes his brother to Zoomies, you know, and it's like, you know, he's just, they're just so wholesome and not into that whole, like, you know, LA Hollywood lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing, like, oh my God, this is going to be huge, you know, like mall montage, Clueless. Like, they're going to try on stuff. They're going to have music playing in the background.
Right, the montages.
But they just go to, yeah, and they just go to Zoomies and he's like, yo, put on these skinny jeans. Like, they're so chill,
I know.
Like, not even Armani, Zoomies. You know?
They're kind of like the exact opposite of pretentious. Like, they're not even trying to be. Like, it didn't even cross their mind,
no.
I feel like.
It's almost like the, and I don't want to say this, but here comes Honey Boo Boo thing. You know? It's like they're, that's just the way they are.
I know. Just
Ryan,
kind of,
I'm so sorry. You're not comparable to
I don't know.
But
I know what you mean. I mean, like we've said before, it's produced like that. So how many, I don't know if you know this question, but how many hours do you think they shoot for a show like this?
A bunch. I don't think they, kind of like that Fox News reporter mentioned, if you guys haven't seen that YouTube yet, but I don't think they do have a lot of content because you see something like the paintball game, which opened up the episode, and I feel like that took up a lot.
That went a lot.
Exactly. And so it was great, and it was fun to watch, and it's entertaining, and they're doing something different. But at the same time, it was like, you know, if they had more content to fill, that would have it would have been there.
Yeah.
And I think there was a little too much paintball.
I wonder if, too, like, they didn't they shot, like, a lot of footage, but, like, not for – I feel like maybe it didn't – like, not for an extended period of, like, time, like, dates-wise. Mm-hmm. I feel like – because some part of me feels like they're trying to squeeze in, like, 3 weeks – into like an 8-episode season.
Or that's just people's lives in Gainesville. They're just really boring and they always go to Dragonfly to eat sushi and that's the only place to eat. Do you know what I'm saying?
And it's I guess he is practicing a lot.
He must get free sushi because they're always putting Dragonfly signage up in there.
I know. Maybe they're a sponsor.
Maybe. Which, speaking of food, chicken wings.
Oh my God. Chicken wings.
Sorry, we have to talk about it. It's Memorial Day. We have to talk about chicken wings.
All right, an American classic.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I thought that was really funny. I didn't think he was going to finish all those wings.
Oh, really?
I didn't.
What is that? It was like 30 minutes?
50 wings in 30 minutes. Could you guys do that?
I wouldn't want to.
No? Would you be able to do that?
No.
No.
That's a lot.
I couldn't.
That's a lot.
Only because I don't eat because I live in L.A. Just kidding, I had an almond yesterday.
We just get hungry and then eat like a cube of cheese once we're like really, really hungry.
No, I'm on the almond diet. I only eat almonds and I stay out in the sun because I look like one.
Devil Wears Prada. Oh my God, Devil Wears Prada.
That's totally got me ever. No, going back
to the to myself, go ahead, hire the smart fat girl. That's like the best quote ever. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Going back to paintballing, they do so many like group outings, like activity oriented.
The Lacterage?
I think that's really cool, and I don't know if that's also, like, the show being like, we need activities, you can't just sit around and watch
TV.
No,
I think they do that.
I think that's really nice, though. Like, the paintballing, you saw them ziplining.
Yeah.
You see them doing, like, lots of cool things.
I almost wish, I know that this is, like, Ryan's way of branding himself. You know, he even mentioned he needs to brand himself, you know, right, in the last episode that we saw before this one. But I almost wish that they showed more of him, like, swimming and more. He is a swimmer. Not, like, necessarily, it's like, all right. That can get, like, boring after a while. But at the same time, that is why we know him in the first place. And that's such a big part. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I think he's trying to do a lot for the swim world. And I think he would if – or maybe they do shoot a lot of swimming and just don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because he has to train every day. It's not like he – because this show almost makes me feel like he's, like, not training. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they don't
show it. Does it make you feel like that? But I know that he is.
Well, yeah, they showed us that, like, that long extent, I think, a couple episodes ago about, like, how many hours a day he does it. But
and I feel like they just got over that.
I think that's set it up. It's like, by the way, he trains it. We're not going to show it because it's the same exact thing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But maybe if he goes to different meets. I don't know. I personally, I'm a sports fan, so I would just like to see a little bit
I just don't know what else they could show like that wouldn't be like repetitive and boring. Of, like,
and now that Jamie's out of the picture, what are they going to do? Which, I have to ask you a question about that. Because the one question in my head was like, is she an idiot?
Why?
Because she could have been Ryan Lochte's girlfriend and she decided not to.
Okay.
Not saying that she is one. I'm asking for your opinion.
My opinion is, yes.
Me too.
But also
going... You are so dumb. You are really dumb. Stupid. For real.
going back to your original point that she was giving him an opportunity to say, hey, let's commit it.
Like, step that ish up.
Step your game up, boy.
Put a ring on that finger.
I know. Give me some diamonds. Shine bright like a diamond. That's what
like
she sounds
diamond.
Like, right?
Hashtag unapologetic. But he was unapologetic. He was like, yep, it's over.
Yeah, after 3 years, I feel like she could have...
Look
like,
what I can do.
Yeah, that's impressive, actually. Are we getting footage? Oh, she's done. After 3 years of dating somebody, it's not up to the guy to put a ring on anymore. It's up to you to say, hey...
Hold up. Okay, is this a rule that I don't know about?
Okay, take notes, Naz. This is important.
Where's my pen?
I'm going to rephrase my... terminology, because I don't mean ring on it specifically, I mean commitment. So after 3 years of dating somebody,
3 years on and off, where is that time gonna go now? She just lost all of that time. He's Ryan Lochte.
I know.
He has his own show.
I know, but so after that amount of time, you can't like, it's up to each other to have that conversation.
Well, they did have that conversation. That's what we saw today.
But the conversation was like, maybe it's not what we saw, but I want her to, like, say, okay, I'm moving to America. I got my job transferred. Or, because she knows that he can't pick up a move to the UK when he's, like, a U.S. Olympian, training for the U.S.
Yeah,
Olympics.
Yeah, it's like, she was like, well, are we going to go out? But it's like, oh, are you going to move here?
Yeah. So I feel like she could have, after 3 years, could have had that, like, epiphany. She could have, like, made that move. But she's sitting back, like, waiting for, like, what to happen. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like, it's one thing to, like, have a boyfriend, let's say that's, you know, across the country. And I get it. You don't want to move because what if you break up and you moved across the country for a guy, right?
Right.
This is not a guy. This is Ryan Lochte. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Whatever.
He's
a lot of people give
you.
Him stuff. He's gonna provide. It's gonna be worth it, girl. Even if you break up 2 weeks later, it'll still be worth it.
Yeah, get that alimony. Put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
alimony.
And even if, like, they do break up, like, who the hell cares? It is not about the destination. It's about the journey. I just made that up. Just kidding.
You
I just
not
thought
just
she
make
could
that
have
up.
Had, like, more initiative to say, like, let's make this work.
Yeah, so that's my whole thing. I feel like some people are watching it and they're like, oh my God, it's over. And some girls are rejoicing. And I'm just like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. If you like him that
for
much,
for lack of a better
I
term.
I thought she did.
Yeah,
like,
she does
here.
Like him. It's like, come on. Do you know how hard it is to find someone that you like in this world? I haven't found them yet.
And
so
clearly,
like,
they haven't after 3 years.
I guess you're right. But it's like, if you find someone that you like, no matter where they live, it's like you gotta, I don't know, you gotta give love a chance.
I agree. You give it a chance or you say.
And this
say,
is coming from someone that doesn't believe in love, so it's
I
a
don't
big
believe
deal.
That. Stop it.
Jeff, you know me by now.
Are you on The Bachelorette? We'll get you on there. No, I feel like after you either like make the move or you say right away, like, I will not move to America, which I don't know if she said that because they didn't show it. But you either say...
We don't know what they said.
You just don't know. So you either say, I'm not moving to America. So, like, I'm not going to, like, spend this time, like, attaching myself to somebody else when I know it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Or you say, okay, I'm doing it. I'm making the jump.
Yeah. Why didn't she jump?
I know. Shame on you, Jamie. Shame
God,
on you.
God, I'm so mad at Jamie right now.
We're making
right
a
now.
Shame list. I know.
Like, what?
Gosh darn it. Okay, so...
So...
Are we jumping to...
Yeah, we are. I think so.
Oh, my God.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Previews for next episode, it shows that he brings a girl home to meet his family. Did you just read that?
Yeah, and so... Is it Jamie?
It's not Jamie.
How do you
She's
know?
Out of the picture.
How do you know that?
Because I know everything. It's not Jamie, but also... I think it's kind of early to bring a girl home that we don't know yet.
But so here's the thing. Remember how you were saying how long it takes for them to shoot? How long, you know, is this 2 weeks later?
Right.
Actually, you're right. It's effing early.
Right? I don't know.
I guess Jamie's not an idiot then. Can't. Damn, Jamie, you smart girl. You saw this coming before we did.
I don't know. Or maybe they like misconstrued it, made it seem like that. Maybe they just like...
So you're saying maybe you do think it's Jamie.
It's an accident.
So I'm right.
No, it said a girl. I just feel like they would have said Jamie. In the, like, description.
Well, maybe they really want you to watch.
And maybe they do. And I will.
And
you
we
got
will.
Me on there.
You got us there. Got
yes.
me again.
So, news and gossip. Over the weekend, Ryan had a meet. He did really well. Good job. At the Charlotte Parade a couple weeks ago. It wasn't
Round
too hot.
Round of applause.
Snaps right. for you. Keep it up, big boy. That's us clapping.
Say lovey.
He also had a really interesting quote. They were asking him about his rivalry with Michael Phelps. And
yeah,
he said,
which everyone always wants to know about. They should have a reality show with Phelps and Ryan.
Oh, no, together.
Still. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Exactly.
He was talking about his friendship, and he, like, admitted it's a rivalry, obviously. But he said, I hope he comes back, talking about the Olympics in 2016. I think he will. I know he will. I have a feeling about it.
Nice.
That's breaking news, people.
That's an AfterBuzz TV exclusive Michael Phelps is going to be. Because
he told us exclusively. Just kidding. But he... Yeah, I don't know. It was really nice to hear him, like, speak about that, but also admit,
yeah,
like,
you,
I want to beat
like,
this guy, but we're good friends.
It's kind of like elephant in the room also because, you know, Michael Phelps is famous. You know, Ryan is, like, up and coming, I feel like. He's right. almost there. But so, yeah, obviously they have some type of relationship. Of they've been to all these Olympics together. Yeah. It'd be interesting. I mean, that'd be cool if Phelps was in one of these episodes.
I know. I'd love to see that.
I feel like Phelps is so, like, chill and Ryan is so, like, yeah, you know, that it would be, like, an interesting combination.
And we know why Michael Phelps is pretty chill. And earlier in this interview, he acknowledged that Michael Phelps has done so much for the sport of swimming. And he, like, thanked them for that.
Good.
That was nice to see.
That is nice. I mean, Ryan's a nice guy.
He is. He's a lovely guy.
He is.
And I know that going back to, like, all the challenges with the chicken wings and, like, the shooting, the paintball,
super
but
competitive.
So competitive. And it kind of makes me roll my eyes, like, that's immature. However, that is why he is Olympian.
Yeah.
Because, like, that competitive streak, like,
drives him
through.
Do you think people that are competitive or immature? Because I'm very competitive.
No, but I sometimes think that, like, the challenges that he has with his brother.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Do you think that he paid his uncle $1,000 for eating all those wings? Because that was a bet.
I don't think Uncle Rick's actually his uncle. Do you?
Oh, it's not?
I thought it was like a...
News to me.
I don't know.
Wait, that was a great news and gossip.
I just thought it was like joke name.
No, what? They're not that hick, Jeffrey.
Yeah, but they're also like
Uncle
3
Rick,
years apart.
This guy at my chicken wing table. What are you, cousin Jeff?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I don't know. I will look into it. Have no fear after buzzers.
But if he did pay him, Uncle Rick... Not Uncle Rick. $1,000.
A lot of money.
I'll be really pissed that he didn't take Devin to Armani Exchange and took him to Zumi's.
You tell him.
That's just my take.
Shame on you, Ryan. Last week we saw Carmen Electra, and we were questioning her age, and
this is what we think about on a daily basis. This is why America is what it is.
I couldn't sleep, and I said, oh my God, how old is she? She's 41, America.
No way.
Get out of here.
I don't believe you.
Who is your doctor, Carmen Electra? Because your skin looks good.
I need to get Botox.
She looks great.
God.
She looks great.
She really
does. Filler and it looks natural. Her face was moving. I saw emotion.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Carmen.
If you live in LA and your face moves, like, that's a big deal.
I know. Mine doesn't, and I'm only 18. Crazy stuff. So I thought that was just so interesting. You go, Carmen Electra.
You go, Glenn Coco.
You go.
Please tell us.
Yeah.
I'm looking up Groupon Botox today.
Groupon.
I just hate these, like, little lines here, you know?
Yeah, I see none. Any predictions for next week, Ness?
Let's go into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, tell me.
I'm coming up with it right now.
Okay.
It's coming to me.
1, 2, 3. Hey, Naz, what do you think is going to happen next week?
I don't... Okay, there's obviously a girl coming.
Do you really think it's Jamie?
You know how at the end of this episode, his mom and his sister were really upset when he broke the news to them? Or that was in the prediction.
Right.
I think that they're going to... It's another girl. I don't think it's Jamie. And I think they're going to really like her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's going to stay single for the extent of the series.
I don't know. But he's introducing a girl to his family. Like, he doesn't do that with anyone but Jamie. Remember? He like, mentions, like, he brings Jamie around the family. And, like, that's what
true.
They like. Or it could go completely the opposite way. And he brings a girl. And they're like, who the
I
is
know.
This girl?
So there's some tough sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What's
curious.
Your prediction?
My prediction is that he follows the lead of other reality stars and puts out an album. I want to see Ryan Lochte singing a song, put a CD out.
Can we pause for a second? Amanda Bynes is starting a rapping career.
That is not
Wait,
real.
we can't not talk about Amanda Bynes and Rihanna's Twitter feud. Can we? No,
happen?
We can't talk about that. But Chris is like, no, we can't.
Tell me about it later.
I will, but she's starting a rapping career, so yeah, maybe Ryan will. Maybe Ryan and Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. You know, I turned to Cyndi Lauper last night. She was in town, and she told me that he's going to star in Kinky Boots on Broadway, her new show.
Maybe he's going to be the new lead of Magic Mike on Broadway. I heard it's going on Broadway, by the way.
It sure is.
Can't wait.
All right. I can't wait for next week, too. We'll see you next week for What Would Ryan Lochte Do?
What would he do?
I know. I'm Jeffrey Masters. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffMasters1.
And I am Naz Perez. You can follow me on Twitter.
On
Twitter at JNAS Press.
Just kidding. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yeah.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.